Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to the Direction Decoder. You know that feeling when you're cruising along, life's good, then bam. Something hits you out of nowhere, and suddenly your emotions are on overdrive? Yeah, that's what we're talking about today, understanding those pesky emotional triggers. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells in certain situations? Or maybe a particular word or phrase sends you spiraling into a mood swing? Well, get ready to decode these emotional landmines because figuring them out is the key to taking control of your reactions and living a more balanced life. Now, we've all got them, right? These triggers that set off fireworks in our minds and bodies. They can be anything from a harsh comment, a specific place, even a certain smell. Think about it. What are some things that really get under your skin? Is it criticism, rejection, deadlines, or maybe even unexpected change? Understanding these triggers is the first step to managing them like a pro. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you decode those emotional triggers and start living a more intentional life. Number 1. Awareness is power. You can't manage what you don't recognize, right? Start paying attention to your body and emotions throughout the day. Notice how you feel in different situations, around certain people, or when exposed to specific stimuli. Journaling can be a game changer here. Jot down those moments when you feel your emotions spike. What triggered it? How did your body react? This is like detective work for your own emotional landscape. Number 2. Dig deeper than the surface. Those triggers often point to something deeper, like an unmet need or a past experience that's still lingering. For example, maybe feeling overwhelmed in meetings stems from a fear of public speaking rooted in childhood experiences. Identifying these underlying beliefs and wounds is crucial for healing and moving forward. Number 3. Don't judge your reactions. Remember, emotions are not good or bad, they just are. Feeling anger, sadness, or even frustration is perfectly normal. Instead of beating yourself up, try to approach those feelings with curiosity. What's this emotion trying to tell you? Perhaps it's a sign that something needs to change or that your boundaries need reinforcing. Number 4. Learn healthy coping mechanisms. This isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about finding constructive ways to express and process them. Try things like deep breathing exercises, mindfulness meditation, physical activity, or even talking to a trusted friend or therapist. And finally, number 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself throughout this journey. It takes time and effort to understand our emotional triggers and learn how to manage them effectively. Celebrate your progress, forgive yourself for slip-ups, and remember that you're doing the best you can. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a super talented marketing manager who consistently gets overlooked for promotions. Every time her boss praises another colleague, Sarah feels this crushing wave of inadequacy and disappointment. It's like a button is pushed, and bam, she spirals into self-doubt and even starts to question her skills. This happens because the promotion situation is a trigger for Sarah, reminding her of past experiences where she felt unseen and undervalued. By recognizing this pattern, Sarah can start addressing it head-on, maybe by setting boundaries with her boss, focusing on her strengths, or seeking out mentorship from someone who champions her work. Remember, understanding your emotional triggers isn't about becoming emotionless robots, it's about gaining control over our reactions so we can live more authentically and fulfilling lives. It's like learning a new language, the language of your own emotions. By being aware of these triggers, exploring their root causes, and developing healthy coping mechanisms, you empower yourself to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. So, take a moment now to reflect. What are some common triggers in your life? How do they make you feel? Start journaling those moments and paying attention to the patterns that emerge. You've got this. Remember, sharing is caring. If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who might benefit from hearing these insights. And don't forget to leave a review. It helps others discover the Direction Decoder and join our community of seekers. Until next time, keep decoding your direction and living a life filled with purpose and passion.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.